All right. Thank you, everyone, for attending today's TAC meeting. Today is Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. It is 1:30 p.m. or a little bit after. And this is the Akron Metro Technical Advisory Committee meeting. Item number one is our call to order and determination of a quorum.
We do have quorum.
Very good. Moving on to item two, meeting minutes from the August 3rd, 2023 meeting. Reference attachment 2A. Motion is going to be required for this item. Anything?
So moved.
Tomasi, second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Item three, staff reports. Item 3A, financial progress report. Reference attachment 3A, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. As you can see on 3A, we've got our first month in the books. We're in good shape financially, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, seeing no questions, a motion is required to approve the financial progress report.
Move to adopt.
Second.
We have a first and a second. All those in favor of approving the progress report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Item 3B, technical progress report. Mr. Stewart.
Thank you. I'll start off with a question. Where is everybody going to be on Friday, October 6th? Yes, annual meeting at the Sheridan in Cuyahoga Falls. So registration, if you haven't registered already, it's open through September 29th. We have two very good speakers lined up. Michelle May, who many of you know, is kind of in charge of safety for the state of Ohio. She's the safety program manager for ODOT. And Dan Rice, who's the president and CEO of the Ohio Erie Canal Way Coalition. So it should be a particularly interesting annual meeting. So just wanted to put a plug in for that. And then the other item I was going to put a plug in for is we do have it'll be our first and only in 2023, we have a Bike and Brainstorm event coming up. This one's going to be in the Middlebury neighborhood of Akron, so just about a mile west of here. That's on September 23rd at 10:30 in the morning. I brought some flyers here if anyone's interested. We have a bunch of stuff on our website and are doing a lot of promotional things anyway, so just wanted to mention that. So with that, I have other projects I can talk about, but I'll spare you that unless anyone has any questions about anything. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item 3C, MS Federal Funds Report, reference attachment 3C, Mrs. Prater.
Hello. Not much has changed since last month. We've had two projects that have sold, one in Barberton, one in Redmond, and the right-of-way for the Ravenna Shepherd project is cleared. Other than that, CRP funds are showing a negative in 2025 since we moved the Kent project into 2025, but 2023 and 2024 will carry over and completely cover that, so we're not really worried about it. Today, the funding policy guidelines hopefully will be approved, and once those are approved, we will be posting applications for the next rounds of funding for STBG, resurfacing, TASA, CRP, and TASA supplemental, and those applications will be due November 3rd. Any questions?
All right. No questions? That's good news, Amy. All right, moving on to item four, old business. AMET's funding policy guidelines. A motion will be required on this item. Reference attachment 4A. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as Amy alluded to, we made these funding policy guidelines available last month in a draft form. AMET's received no comments on the draft. The staff is requesting approval from this committee. As Amy mentioned, after the approval, hopeful approval next Thursday, the applications will go online, and we will be open through November 3rd for project applications. I kind of went through everything in the memo last time, but as you know, we're increasing a lot of amounts. The CRP is a new program, carbon reduction grants a new program, as well as the TESS, a supplemental. And I do just want to point out there is an error on the memo, and it's totally my fault. Friday, November 3rd is the due date, but on the second page, while I changed it on the first page, on the second page it still references the October 31st date. So we did fix that on the online version, but didn't feel like we should waste a bunch of trees by reprinting this all out with the correct date. Now, obviously, when we post it, you'll get emails about it. November 3rd will be the date, and that will confirm it. But with that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Everybody knows the guidelines.
Sure. This is engineering eligible in TASA.
Yes, PE is still eligible as a TASA.
Thanks.
All right. There is no other questions. We need a motion is requested for passing of the NAMAS policy funding guidelines.
So moved.
Paradise.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. And moving on to item 5, new business. Mr. Gardner. No, he was just in the queue. Very good. Not, I was like, wow, that's a switch. I didn't see that one. All right. There is no new business?
There is no new business.
All right. Very good. Moving on to item 6A, resolution 2023-10, approving support for ODOT calendar year 2024 safety goals. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is our seventh year for supporting ODOT safety goals. With resolution 2023-10, the staff is requesting support for ODOT statewide 2% annual reduction target for all 5 safety performance measures, which are 4 fatalities, the fatality rate, the number of serious injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. This is the same as last year's target, to which significant progress was made this past year. Secondly, AMATS agrees to plan and program projects so that they contribute toward the accomplishment of ODOT safety-related targets, which we already do. And finally, AMATS agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process, which we already do. So the staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2023-10. No grant questions.
All right, there are no questions regarding Resolution 23-10. A motion is required.
So moved.
Second, Jenkins, George County.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 6B, Resolution 2023-11. Approving Amendment Number 2 to Fiscal Year 24-2027 Transportation Improvement Program to add 2 new projects and revise funding for 2 projects. Reference Attachment 6B. Mrs. Frayer.
Hi. Yes, this is to add 2 new projects. The first project is 77-8. This project was originally in 2023, and it moved into Fiscal Year 2024. Therefore, since it changed TIPs, we have to amend our current TIP. The construction is tentatively scheduled for 2028. This money is just engineering funds. Also, the second item is we named it MPO Capital. This is a completely new group project. We found out that with our funding policy guidelines, currently we give up to $150,000 per project for curb ramps on state routes within municipalities. We found out that we have to do TIP amendments for these going forward unless we create a group project as a placeholder for these projects. So this is basically, I put $150,000 in it every year. It's a group project. So if we add one of these projects, they can be added as a group project and the money can just transfer within the TIP, so we won't have to amend, we won't have to bring amendments to this level. So that's all that one is. It's basically a placeholder. And then we're also revising funding for Springside Drive fiscal year 2024 from fiscal year 2023. Once again, it moved into the TIP. And South Arlington Road, we added discretionary funds that this project received, and so we had to add it as an amendment. I think that's all. Any questions? Yes.
The first project, the Route 8 and I-77,
yes.
Aren't they working on that right now? It's totally different.
I'm not sure. I was just told that it moved into fiscal year 2024, okay. Which we're in fiscal year 2024, okay. But it has to be on our TIP. Otherwise, we all get dinged.
It's never ending, Jim.
All right, any other questions? Okay. A motion is required to approve resolution 2023-11.
So move. McCleary. Stowe.
Olin. Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor approve, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 6C, resolution 2023-12, approving fiscal year 2023 year-end completion report. Reference attachment 6C, Ms. Rydell.
Good afternoon. Each year, ODOT requires AMAX to compare the work proposed in the previous year's transportation planning work program and budget to the work that was completed during the year. Attachment 6C is a summary of the fiscal year 2023 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, and all work remains within budget. Staff is requesting approval of resolution 2023-12 to submit the 2023 year-end completion report to ODOT. I can answer any questions.
With no questions, a motion is required to pass resolution 23-12.
Tomasi, move to approve.
Moore, second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 7, other business. Item 7A, formation of a 2024 nominating committee for a new TAC chair. We are looking for 3 volunteers to be on that committee. The meetings could be virtual or in person.
Most likely we would do it via email, unless we felt like we needed to. We do need to replace both the TAC and the vice chair. For those of you that know, Mr. Larry Jenkins is now the Portage County Engineer. He's stepping up to, he will actually be most likely our policy chair for the coming 2-year cycle. So we'll need to, and he was our vice chair of TAC, so we will be looking for not only someone to be a vice chair like we usually do, but be looking for someone to actually step right in come January and take over the TAC role as well. So there's no 2-year waiting period this time. You get thrown right into the fire.
It's treacherous. Any volunteers?
Okay, Mr.
Justin. Jim.
Jim. Okay.
Excellent.
3 J's.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
That means we can't be policy. We can't be chairman either, so that works.
I'm sure that works.
We were threatening Justin, so he jumped on that nominating chair.
That's a misprint. That's
okay.
Not.
Just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Yeah, that was one. Sorry, we in the initial draft, we had a 13, and then we pulled it. We didn't actually need to approve it. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good on it. All right, so we have our nominating committee. Thank you all. Moving on to 7B, 2024 MS meeting calendar. Attachment 7B.
All right, thank you. 2024 calendar being established, attempting to have 6 meetings strategically scheduled throughout the year, as well as our annual meeting, which, as tradition will have it, is usually the weekend before, or the Friday before Columbus Day. We are looking for draft approval of this calendar.
So moved, Weedy.
All in second.
We have a motion and a second. Those in favor of approving the draft calendar signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed of not approving the draft calendar? Hearing none, the motion passes. All right, yeah, we went through that quick. Any other items?
No other items. I would like to say, though, that for those of you that submitted CMAQ applications, staff is reviewing those. We await sending those down to Columbus. They need to be down there by the end of September, which is when we will get the last piece of the scoring, which we will then provide to you at the December meeting, most likely for the project recommendations and for approval. So just wanted to give an update on that.
All right. With that being said,